The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 2004, productivity died as Facebook went online. In 1999, the NASA space probe Galileo detected a very thin atmosphere surrounding the outermost of Jupiter's large Galilean moons, Callisto. Consisting largely of carbon dioxide, Callisto's atmosphere is a discovery that means all four of Jupiter's large moons, some of which are bigger than the solar system's smallest planet, have their own atmospheres. Given the extremely hostile radiation and gravitational environment in which Jupiter's moons orbit, scientists theorize that the carbon dioxide might be emitted from within Callisto's crust. Charles Lindbergh, the first pilot to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean, was born today in 1902. Astronomer Clyde Tombaugh, who discovered the minor planet Pluto, was born in 1906. Voice actress Janet Waldo, the voice of Judy Jetson, Penelope Pitstop, and Princess from Battle of the Planets, was born today in 1924.
You really used your head, Keop.
A breeze.
Wow, now we're gonna have to live with a genius!
George Romero, director of The Dead, was born in 1940. Also born in 1940, John Shuck, who played the boisterous Klingon ambassador in the Star Trek movies, and took over the role of Drawl on Babylon 5.
You do not take custody of the planet takes custody of you. It chose me. Since then, it has nourished me. Returned to me my youth and appearance of 30 years ago. I am but a steward, a guardian here for a short while and then gone. Humble. I can come back after you finish dressing.
No, it's fine.
I wouldn't wish to be an inconvenience.
Don Davis, whose music graced the Matrix trilogy, was born in 1957. Actress and activist Pamela Ferdin, who starred in Space Academy, was born in 1959. Jeanette Goldstein, who played Vasquez in Aliens, was born in 1960. Fleetwood Mac's best-selling album, Rumours, was released on this day in 1977. In 1978, the Doctor returned to the Time Lord planet of Gallifrey under mysterious circumstances.
We will conclude formalities. Sign it.
I never signed anything before I've read it.
Then read it.
You promise complete control of the Time Lord.
You will have complete control.
But here in paragraph four, such
lawyers quibbles, Doctor.
Well, I've heard that before. Well, I must not be killed, but of course you know that.
Sign it.
Complete control.
My word.
Well, I've signed so many things, one more won't make any difference.
But it will, Doctor. It will.
I'm honored to be allowed to serve your glorious cause.
The season-ending Doctor Who epic, The Invasion of Time, began on this day. In 1984, Mattel Electronics closed down immediately after suffering a staggering $300 million loss from its Intellivision and Aquarius computer divisions. This was one of the most high-profile closures of the video game industry crash, and it almost bankrupted Mattel in its entirety. In 1991, Captain Picard went up against the Devil, or at least someone claiming to be, in the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, Devil's Due.
An entire planet has been terrorized because of the suggestion that you're going to enslave the population.
Well, it's true.
So you do purport to be the mythic figure, Ardra.
I have many names, my pale friend. I am Mandora in the Berusian cluster, Torak to the Drellians. The Klingons call me Feklar.
You are not Feklar!
But I am. I am the guardian of Great Ur, where the dishonored go when they die.
Oh, you doubt me. A non-believer. Really, Jean-Luc Picard of the Federation Starship Enterprise, no doubt you have traveled the galaxy, encountered a diverse universe of creatures. Is there no room for the likes of me?
I've encountered many who are more credible to be called the devil than you.
The devil? Now, there's one I haven't heard in a long time.
This fourth season episode was yet another script from the abandoned 1970s series project, Star Trek Phase 2, dusted off and rewritten for the next generation. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com's store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.